More than 1.5 million households have yet to file a property tax valuation ahead of the deadline on midnight on Saturday. Homeowners will have until the following Saturday to file a return. Revenue has been receiving thousands of phone calls every day to help with the local property tax, and they say technical issues which were identified in recent days have now been resolved. We can speak with Katie Clare, head of the local property tax branch at Revenue. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us the numbers first? How many people have updated the valuation and filed a return, and how many people have yet to do so?
So we've written to 1.5 million property owners to advise them of what they're required to do. So we asked them to do three things: to determine the market value of their property, to submit that in their LPT return, and to pay or make an arrangement to pay their LPT for 2026. And we asked them to do that before the 7th of November. Now, to date, over 550,000 returns have been filed. Over 27,000 were filed on Tuesday, and that figure is increasing daily. And I would expect that to continue up until the deadline on Friday week.
And people don't have to pay just yet, but they do need to file the return, and they do need to update the valuation. So how do they actually go about doing that?
So the easiest way to do it is online. If you go to revenue.ie/LPT, and the process takes less than 5 minutes. So in terms of payments, you are correct. Property owners are not required to actually pay the LPT by the 7th of November, but it's really important that they remember to file the return. And as part of that process, they will be asked to set up their payment arrangement. So many property owners pay their LPT through their salary, and or through direct debit. So those payments will be taken from next year on a phased basis, or they can elect to pay it in full. If they do that, they have until the 21st of March next year. But it is important to remember that that has to be set up by the 7th of November, by Friday week.
Okay. Now, I went online myself and did it last night, and you do need your property ID. And that's something that maybe a lot of people wouldn't know what their property ID is, and it might take them a bit of time to find it, as it did with me last night. Is that causing issues for people?
Well, the property ID is on all of the letters that we issued. So we issued 1.5 million letters to property owners over the last 3 weeks. At the top right-hand corner, that property ID and your PIN number is available. Now, those letters may be in your My Account or your Ross inbox, so it's important to look in there, but you can certainly find the property ID on them.
You didn't issue physical letters in all cases. Some of them would have come electronically.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
Okay, and now you are getting thousands of phone calls to your helpline. So what are the issues that people are raising with you?
So since the process started back in September, we have received about 30,000 items of correspondence, and we've had about 60,000 phone calls to our helpline. So those are property owners who've engaged in the process of filing their LPT, but for whatever reason, haven't completed the process in full. So it could be to do with the confirmation of ownership. And, you know, we will continue to support property owners in making sure that they meet their obligations. So if I can give out the LPT helpline, if that's of use.
Go
I know
it.
That. Yeah, so it's 01-7383-626.
Okay, and that's you can get that online if you need to anyway. You also, though, have had some technical issues in recent days. You say those have been resolved now.
Well, the number of returns that are filed to date, and particularly over the last few days, demonstrates that there's no widespread technical issues with the LPT portal. As with all live filing systems, processing hundreds of thousands of records, we monitor very closely to identify live technical issues. So a number of those issues were identified over the last week, and a system fix was deployed yesterday morning. So since that fix was put in place, thousands of returns were successfully filed yesterday.
Okay.
So property owners should be assured that we'll continue to monitor that functionality throughout the week up until the deadline, and that the system is working correctly and thousands of returns are being filed.
What happens if people miss the deadline?
So I suppose the deadline is Friday week. The process takes less than 10 minutes. It usually takes about 5 minutes. So I would urge property owners really to take the time. Don't wait until the deadline. Don't wait until next Friday to do it today and to file their LPT return.
And if they don't?
Well, if they don't meet the deadline, you know, Revenue has made an estimate of the LPT liability for each property for the LPT charge. And when a property owner files the return, that estimate is replaced. So if they don't file the return, in the first instance, we will engage with the property owner. In the case of non-engagement or non-compliance, we have a range of collection and enforcement options available to collect any of our taxes.
Okay. And you mentioned there that Revenue has made an estimate of the value. So when you log on, you can see that Revenue proposes an estimate of the value of the property. Most people, I assume, would accept that valuation. Is that how do people know that that is correct?
So what we're asking is for people to make an honest assessment of the valuation of their property. And, yes, Revenue have made an estimate of the value of each property. However, the onus is on the property owner. It's a self-assessed tax. So it's really important that you consider your property. So say, for example, if you've invested significantly in your property, it may well be more valuable than properties around you or in your neighbourhood. So in that instance, you're required to increase the valuation band. Now, it's important to remember you're only required to value your property within a valuation band. So, for example, if your property has a market value of 350,000, that would fall within band 3. That goes from 315,000 up as far as 420.
Okay. All right. So you're asking people to make an honest valuation and to do that as soon as possible. Katie Clare, head of the local property tax branch with Revenue, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 7:25.